Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Need you to stand down for a second while we go to our gambling expert. It's always good to hear from him again. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the program. Fellow who just wants to help you make money so you can get that pay-per-view boxing match this weekend, Jimmy Masterlock Dugan. Good morning, Jimmy.
Can't understand it.
I got every word. Jimmy is back for 2017. Good morning, right, Jimmy.
I am ready to put your bookie into intensive care. Leagues fear me. Gamblers worship me. And the winner all want me. We use proprietary algorithms to decode NFL games. And then you can move on them with your stack of cash as if the game has already been played. Bob and Brian, happy football new year to you. Who's ready to start printing money like that you're the U.S. Treasury?
I'm always ready to start printing money, Jimmy. I can't wait for your picks.
All right, here we go.
Because I feel like a monster year is coming for Jimmy. I feel it in my bones. You know, I pick four games each week. Why only four games? Because I want people to know that you can call my 900 number and pay for the other 12 winners every week. I bet you didn't know that. You know, Jimmy has 16 strong plays every week. When other so-called handicappers might only have two or three picks of the week, here's what I feel is coming. I will go 4-0 for your listeners with my weekly courtesy selections no less than six times this season, or I'll give you next year's picks absolutely free.
Six times.
All right. Well, that is
it. Last week, we had a sluggish 1-3 start. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. You know what? We're going to turn it around this week. I got the don't think, don't blink, lay the lumber, easy money game of the week. The Ravens, -9 against the Browns in Baltimore. Last week, Cleveland was a backdoor cover against the Steelers with rookie Deshaun Kizer. That was pretty good, right? Why would the Ravens lay a full 9? Why would the Browns look good, right? Well, guess what? Second week, come down for Deshaun Kizer. It's going to be a rough one. Ravens dominate. Boom. Winner. Don't think, don't
Oh, that's exciting, Jimmy, and that's just the first pick.
Pick number two and pick number three. I got two weird lines right here. Two weird lines. It's a 13.5 and a 14 early in the season. I don't get it exactly. I have not seen a -14 line even with no hook on it since Adam Sandler's last funny movie. But look at what we're staring at with the Seahawks and the Niners. Seattle is -14 flat against the Niners. Man, that's a big number right there. The Seahawks offense stinks. They can't score 14 against air. How are they going to score that even at home against the Niners? I'll take the Niners plus the 14, even though I'm dumpster diving on this one. The other one is the Raiders -13.5 at home against the Jets. I know the Jets stink. By the way, it's a replay of the Heidi game. I'm sure you're going to hear that about a million times this weekend. I'm taking both the underdogs. Give me the stinky lines. Niners and Jets. Boom, boom, all the points are Jimmy's.
All right, so your bag
is sad. There's only one more pick.
You're back.
Finally, a barking dog of the week where you may want the points. You may like the points. If I allow, you're going to get the points, but you're not going to need them. The Redskins +2.5 against the Rams. This is a classic air of recency spread. The Rams are not suddenly a good team because they eviscerated Scott Tolzien and the Indianapolis Colts. And the Redskins don't suddenly suck because they lost a close game to the Philadelphia Eagles. The Colts were so bad last week that it put into play a game which was very bad data, and we throw out bad data at Jimmy Masterlock and Associates. The Rams quarterback threw two pick sixes in that game. I don't care if they're getting Aaron Donald back. The Skins win this one by two touchdowns or more. You can take it to the bank.
All right, let's review that, Jimmy, real quick.
There we go. Ravens -9 against the Browns. I got the two big dogs out west, the Niners and the Jets, getting 14 and 13.5 on the West Coast. And I like the Redskins plus the 2.5 against the Rams in L.A. That's it. That's 4-0. What more do you want? Get all Jimmy's picks at JimmySays.com or call my 900 number, 1-900. Crush your man. Bob and Brian, do not ever forget the one thing that I want everyone to understand about gambling.
More numbers than you need.
Yeah,
you don't
know what you're doing, Jimmy.
Yeah.
All right. That was exciting. Yeah, that was exciting. Dang.